This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The only drawback to being outdoors, hiking, gardening, swimming, or playing in New Hampshire's beautiful, precious, and short summer? Mosquitoes, black flies, horse flies, wood ticks, and of course the Lyme disease carrying deer ticks. Ugh! These annoying pests seem bent on driving us back inside. Insect repellent comes in many flavors, but based on our completely unscientific poll of asking people in the office, most people cling to the extremes, either super organic or hardcore DEET. Here to help us choose the best bug repellent is Kira Butler. She's senior editor at Mother Jones, and she wrote the article, The Truth About Bug Spray. Kira, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me, Virginia.
Just looking at the labels, waterproof, 12-hour, deep woods, there are so many choices. So where do we begin even choosing the best insect repellent?
Well, some of it depends on what you're planning on doing. You know, if you're going to be outside for a really long time, say on a backcountry trip, and you're going to need really, really intensive protection, then your choice is going to be different from if you're just, you know, spending a few minutes out on the lawn watching your kids play in the sprinkler.
I guess one of the shocking things in reading your article was the insect repellent labels can pretty much say anything.
That's right. You would expect a label to tell you how long a product works and what kinds of things you can do and still have the product be effective. You know, whether you can sweat a lot or go swimming. And the labels really can make all kinds of claims, and those claims are not regulated at this point. Although I should mention that the Environmental Protection Agency has drafted a label template that tells consumers what kinds of insects a product protects against and how often it needs to be reapplied. The only problem with that is that it's completely voluntary.
Wow.
So manufacturers aren't actually required to use this label.
Well, let's get to this big divide. There seems to be a question. I mean, I know a lot of people, especially on their kids, they want to use the all sort of non-harmful organic, you know, the stuff that makes bugs die of happiness, apparently, instead of landing on your skin and biting you. Are they effective?
The short answer is that we don't know because they haven't really been studied enough for us to determine whether they have been effective. I think that some people have reservations about DEET because a bunch of years ago there were reports of kids having seizures after using DEET. But there were a bunch of follow-up studies and no one was ever able to make the connection between the use of DEET and those seizures. DEET has been really widely tested in laboratories, and basically unless you're like, you know, licking the stuff and using tons of it and reapplying it, you know, every 20 minutes, it's thought to be safe, and it's also the most effective bug repellent.
DEET is thought to be safe.
Yeah, it's, you know, the Environmental Working Group, who they focus on just this kind of issues of things in the environment and how they might affect our health. You know, they look at personal care products, they look at foods, and they did a very comprehensive evaluation of all of the research on DEET and other active ingredients in bug sprays, and they found that DEET is safe.
Here in New Hampshire, we do have, in New England, we have a serious deer tick problem and a very high rate of Lyme disease. Any recommendations for keeping ticks off of us?
Yeah, the deer tick problem is a really big one, especially in the Northeast. And the CDC does recommend products containing DEET for that. I hate to sound like a broken record here, but, you know, the DEET really does seem to be the most effective for ticks.
So, Kira, after looking at several different insect repellents and their ingredients, can you tell us what we would want in an insect repellent and what we probably wouldn't?
Well, in terms of ingredients that you would want, DEET I've already mentioned, and then there are two other ones. There's picaridin, which is the active ingredient in most Avon Skin So Soft products, and then there's IR3535, which isn't exactly the sexiest name, but it's also thought to be really effective. In terms of ingredients that you should steer clear of, a lot of people think that plant-based and organic ingredients sound really good. I found one in my reporting for this piece that claimed it had a proprietary blend of citrus fruit, warm cedarwood, and silken vanilla, which probably smells really good and sounds really nice. But unfortunately, these plant-based ingredients really have not been adequately tested for their efficacy.
I just love that it's silken vanilla.
Right, as if that's a different plant than regular vanilla.
Well, Kira Butler, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Virginia.
Kira Butler, senior editor at Mother Jones. She wrote the article, The Truth About Bug Spray, and you'll find a link to read the full article at wordofmouthradio.org. We'd love to know if you have a tried and true bug spray that works. Let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio.